Doctor Who and the Ghosts of Enspace. Episode 5.
And the monk floated through the wall. All that was left of Maximilian was his arm sticking out of the stones. It was twitching slightly, but not for long.
Oh, horrible. So if you hadn't stopped him the first time he tried to drink the potion...
Yeah, and if you hadn't hung on to the bell hammer to stop it falling...
We shouldn't have changed the course of history. Oh, sorry. I promise not to grasp on you to the Time Lords.
Yes, well, it's my partner in crime.
All the same, things will surely be a bit different when we get back. I mean, if Max is trapped in the wall, all the Briggs troubles will be over. In fact, they'll never have existed.
Yes, well, I think a little guarded celebration might be in order, yes? Shall I see if I can find a bottle of bubbly?
Oh, I'd rather have some breakfast.
Yes, of course. How thoughtless of me. How about a fried egg sandwich or two? I've got an odd dozen somewhere, I seem to remember.
If you've no ambrosia on toast, they'd be the next best thing, I suppose. Oh, fried eggs, bliss.
Yes, here they are.
You know something, Doctor? I believe you're mentioned in that talk of Anne Ratcliffe's.
Oh? What book?
The one Jeremy found in the library, The Mystery of the Castello.
Huh?
Louisa said there was a magician, and that could have been you, once you'd given up the Father Christmas at Selfridge's bit. Anyway, this good guy turned up in a pumpkin or a flash of lightning or something at the stroke of midnight. And...
Go on.
And walled the evil monk up alive.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
It never crossed my mind.
I see.
Well, it's only a story.
Yeah, only a story, yes. But you told me yourself that it appeared to be based on the legend of the Castello at San Stefano. And what are legends based on? If I was in the legend all the time, then it appears we haven't changed the course of history after all. To use your vulgar phrase, we were already a part of it. And that means we've done nothing to prevent the catastrophe. Nothing to stop Maximilian taking over the world. When we do get back, things won't have changed at all. We're going to find as big a mess as ever.
Wretched fellow's parked his boat out of sight.
Alistair! He's coming up the hill. I saw them through a gap in the trees. Max and that sucker Nico and a couple of other guys.
Thank you, Miss Pulaski. I've been expecting it. The phone line's been cut.
What's with this mist stuff, Alistair? My name's Maggie.
Yes, well, I... See,
here they come. Look round the corner by the orange grove.
Yes, I see them. Jeremy! Stand by with the stun gun. Anything could happen in the next few minutes. Stand by, everybody!
There's a whole bunch more of them in the woods. What do you know, the little monk's gone scooting off into the trees.
So, the doctor was right. It looks as if he's intending to outflank us.
Come again?
Going round to the side, like that. Watch out to the east!
The east? Which is the east?
To your left, man! To your left! He shot right up into the air. He's not coming through the wall. He's coming over it. 10 o'clock high, Jeremy!
What? I don't know.
Look, up in the sky.
Oh,
now, hold your fire until you've got him in your sights. Now!
Oh, it stopped him. He's going backwards.
Good shot, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was rather, wasn't it?
Look out. He's coming in again.
Got you.
He's blown him right up into the sky. Well done, that man!
Well, I just tell you, didn't I?
Oh, it won't be... Well, they wonder what... Oh, where he's been all this time.
If from the readings I'm getting, it looks as if we'll arrive back less than an hour after we left. Louisa probably won't even have missed you.
But why are we going back there at all? You said we've got to help the break.
Like, if we went back to the 20th century now, we'd be in a worse position than we were when we started. Look, Max escaped from the wall, that's quite clear. And it must have happened in Louisa's time. Somebody or something caused that wall to collapse, and it...
The buried treasure.
What?
Louisa and her boyfriend were going to break into the wall to look for a chest of gold. It was in the Ratcliffe book, and she seemed to think...
Yeah, did this just slip your mind, too?
Of course not. She made me promise not to tell anybody.
Well, really? The fate of the world at stake, and because of a foolish schoolgirl code of honor...
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, damn.
You're not very good at doing your hair, are you?
Look, unless I get it sorted, the whole plan will go for a burden. With my hair up, I look like a startled hedgehog. You think she won't suss out that we have been up to something?
Yeah, but hang on a minute.
I mean, why should I go for a walk in the woods and cut off all my curls? Look, I know I must look like an irresponsible twit, but I really...
Yeah, well, let's just hope there's no harm done. Ah, here it is. Well, at least we know what we're aiming at this time. I'll have another go at Signor Visconti just to make sure we're on the right track. But the ball is really in your court, Sarah. Here, have a look in there.
Sarah? Her hair? Well, it looks like a theatrical wig box.
Spot on. Now, what you have to do is to find out when she's intending to take this foolhardy action and persuade her not to.
Yes, and maybe prevent her becoming the White Lady.
Yeah, maybe.
Good Lord. Fringes, plaits, falls. Aha, yes, a bunch of curls. Thanks very much.
Right colour?
Near enough, yes. She'll never guess. Sarah who? Bernhardt?
No. Siddons. Does it matter?
What's happening your side, Jeremy?
They're putting up ladders inside too, on Bridge Wall. Roberto and the Baronia standing by. Oh, Lord!
Keep your head down. I'll see if I can pick off the gunman on this side with a stun gun. Ones I can see, that is. Two birds with one stone. Out of the way, Jeremy.
See them all. Side two, three, four.
Back there. Me, a lot. There go the ladders. Hold the fort here, Jeremy.
What?
Keep a good lookout. I'm going to deal with two firing on Burton.
Grazie, signorina, but I can manage.
Get down, both of you. Good show, everybody. What are you hitting him with?
Hey, God, good grief, a rolling pin.
Hey, Alistair, look in the trees.
Bilbio.
It sure is. Now's your chance. Get him.
With pleasure.
Bring it here behind you.
The monk.
He's come over the cliff. Stand back, everyone. Too late. This is a gatehouse. The ladders were just a diversion.
He's not barring the gate.
Will you look at that?
Mamma mia.
What must be 30 foot high.
It's a freaking horse. A horse in fire. A
horse with teeth like that. Get down. Don't
watch. Oh, that's right. Did you see that?
Just
come up in the air and
floating
down like a
whisper. Maggie, get out of it. You're in my line of fire.
Come here, lover.
For God's sake, it'll eat you too.
There's my boy. There's my beautiful boy.
Don't touch it.
Signore, it's burning her up!
No, the flames are flowing into her body. The creature itself is turning to fire. It's gone. It's entered her body. Maggie's been possessed by the fiend.
Oh, but I can utterly comprehend how you and your uncle came to be lost in the woods. They are so pretty at this time of the year, though I find they make me fearful in the dark. You were lucky to have the moon to light your way.
Yes, yes, we were.
Now tell me, Sarah, dearest, which of these two caps do you think the more becoming? The lace with the pink ribbon? Or should I be as plain as a Quaker in the linen?
I'm sure your beau won't even notice what you're wearing.
To be sure, I have no notion of what you mean. Oh, Sarah Jane, if you but knew the things he says to me. And when he sings, my heart is singing too. If Paoli refuses to grant us his consent, I shall surely die of grief.
Oh, but he's bound to like Giuseppe when he knows that he's found the treasure, and then he'll make him his heir and all. Isn't that the plan? Mm. When is Giuseppe going to try to find it, then?
Oh, pretty soon, I dare say. Oh, what of this muslin? Does the shape make me look like a dairy maid?
I'm not doing too well so far. Still, the doctor did say to play it cool. But the best thing I can do is wait until she makes another little trip to the garden to meet her boyfriend and listen in on their plan.
La! It is so hot. I do believe I shall go outside to discover if the air is fresher in the garden.
Bingo!
I'll come too. No. Oh. You must go to bed. It's gone 11 and you must be near to exhaustion. Good night, then, dearest Sarah Jane. Sleep well.
Oh, sure, thanks. See you later.
Oh, hang on. She's locked it. And there's only one reason why she should. It's tonight. It's all going to happen.
Another glass of masala, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. You must forgive my obsession with my chosen subject, Signore.
Nothing to forgive, my good sir. I'm the same when talking of my...
Yes, own. I'd be right in thinking, would I not, that there is nothing heard of a white lady, a ghost, haunting the environs of the Castello.
Quite right.
Or a dragon?
My dear Doctor, I think it's well established that dragons died out of this part of the world thousands of years ago, long before this castle was built. For my part, I think it no loss. I am no dragon fancier, sir, nor no lover of ghosts. Another glass?
No, thank you. No.
For my part, I declare a devotion to La Santa Stella.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of a Saint Stella.
The stars, Doctor, the stars. Those mysterious orbs which in their flight proclaim how dwarfish is this lowly creature peering up at them from the mud. You're a connoisseur of wonders, I collect. If the weather holds, I shall show you a wonder this very night. A wonder not beheld by man for a century and a half, and more. If the weather holds.
I say, sir, do you think I could go make us all a cup of tea or something?
You wouldn't be any safer inside. Those things can get anywhere. You saw what happened to Maggie.
I can't see her. What's she doing?
She's crouching in the battlements, trying to spot Bilbio, I think.
Hey, look. He's running away with one of his bodyguards.
And there's Maggie.
Come back, you lily-livered skunk.
Listen to her. It's a chopper, that hornet.
It's going to land in the goat field, the other side of the orange trees.
You asked for it, Maxie.
That orange tree's had it.
She missed Max, though. He's into the orange grove. If his bodyguard had any sense.
Playing games, Emilio.
Vaporized. Well, thank the Lord she's on our side.
Max is into the helicopter. Here it comes.
Stand by. Our best hope is to pick him off with a stun gun after it's landed.
Look. Maggie's pointing at it.
So long, Daddy-o.
Well, that settled it. Nobody could survive a crash like that.
He's still alive!
Good grief!
Well, well. You packed quite a punch for a dumb Polack hooker.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Just soaking it up.
What's he doing now?
In the name of Astaroth, in the name of Beelzebub, in the name and might of Lucifer, I command thee to come to me.
No.
It's fire.
It's the beast. It's transferring itself to Max. Once he's taken it over, look, stand clear, Jeremy. There we checked whatever. Just what I was afraid of.
Help me.
So long, Maggie. This nice morning.
Oh, how could I have been such a dimwit? Silly little... Well, one thing's for sure. I can't do anything while I'm stuck in here. Did she leave the key in the lock? If she did... No, she's too clever by half, that one. I'd have to climb out of the window. Oh, second story. The sheer drop, too. The things I let myself in for. Well, stop whinging, Sarah Jane, and get knotting.
Oh, to be sure, the little room above the clock chamber is by no means an ideal observatory, but with the balcony running round it, here we are.
Oh, my word. A most impressive collection.
The orrery belonged to my father, but the planetarium was constructed to my own design in Padua. And, of course, my pride, my joy, the companion of my solitude.
Your telescope.
It is by Dolland of London. I would venture to claim that it has the only 6-inch speculum to be found south of Rome.
Yeah, magnificent.
Thank you. But that was not why I have brought you here. At grave risk of an apoplectic seizure to the both of us. Pray, step outside. We're lucky, Doctor. Look, between the clouds. I see it. No man has beheld this sight for 157 years. When Clancy's prediction to the Royal Society in 1661 proved accurate, Clancy's comet. Is it not a wonder in nature, sir? Did I not promise you that?
1661. Of course. Of course. Fool.
Your pardon, sir?
Ouroboros.
I fear I do not comprehend you.
Ouroboros.
Where are you going? Doctor!
Sarah? Sarah, is that you? Right, Sarah. Sarah, lift your feet and put them against the wall.
I can't.
Yes, of course you can. Now have a go. Well done. Well done. Now walk down. Walk down a step at a time and a hand at a time. Inch by inch. That's the way. That's the way. Gently. Gently. And I'll pull the sheets into the window. And in you come, eh? Gotcha.
Oh, Doctor. I climbed out of Louise's room above and the bed slipped.
Yes, it's, well, you're all right now.
Oh, Doctor, it's nearly midnight and...
I know. Ouroboros. Now, come on.
Oh, no! It is the wall! She's at me! Stop!
No! Come on, Sarah. Come on, I'm going back to the TARDIS.
But, Doctor, you can't just let him go.
There's nothing we can do here. We must get back. Brigadier's going to need us more than ever. Come on.
Put me down, I say.
Excuse me, Signor Bacconi.
Hold on, Roberto. Right, shut it, Umberto, and bolt it.
Si, Signore.
Any luck an ironclad door may hold. Right, up to the hall, everybody. We can see what he's up to through the window.
The gate's gone up in flames.
Only to be expected. There's more power in one of those bolts of energy than a whole tank full of napalm.
Couldn't we negotiate or parley or something?
Well, he's coming through, boss.
Let me see. Oh, yes, so he is. And coming this way. Now, get down, everybody. There's Mario.
Doing a sort of dance.
Good grief, he's got his blunderbuss. Uncle, come back.
Cannot catch me, brother fumbling bee.
He shot him in the face.
you see? I got the basket in the gobsmack.
His face is just a mess of bloody gashes. And look, you blinded him, by God.
See, that will learn him to tingle with a Verconti.
How can he calmly stand there, fiddling with the controls after what's happened? And yet, nothing has happened, really. That's the trouble. If I want to start thinking about that dear little girl... There's one thing I don't understand, Doctor.
What's that?
Why did Maximilian lose his arm? If he's immortal, then any part of his body must be too.
His arm? Yeah, well, you're right in a way. The cells themselves do become immortal, infinitely self-healing. So whatever damage is done to the body by physical trauma or by pathogens will be repaired. But we're not talking about magic. If any part is lost entirely, it can't be regrown like a lizard's tail, you know.
Talking of lizards, what was all that about Ouroboros? He was the dragon, wasn't he?
What?
Well, you said Ouroboros, just before we both took off like scalded pussycats.
She isn't dead, you know. What made Louisa special can never die.
I saw her die, and so did you.
We both saw her body die. But Louisa's moved into end space, that's all.
But don't you see, Doctor? I knew what was going to happen. I could have stopped it. She's a ghost, a lost soul, and I could have saved her. And it's all my fault. I'm sorry. Have you got a hanky?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It was just the thought of it going on and on.
I was once travelling through the mountains on Gallifrey with my old teacher, and we'd been going for days. And it had been pretty hairy at times, what with blizzards and scorching sun and plumb bowls and all.
Plumb bowls?
Yeah, of course, you don't have them here, do you? Little furry creatures, about the size of your thumbnail. They live up in the snow, and if they sense any warmth, they just attach themselves to it. Mountaineers have been found literally smothered by thousands of them. Anyway.
How did you get rid of them?
Oh, anti-plumb bowl spray, of course. If you remember to use it, they can't attach themselves. They just fall off, squeaking a bit.
Oh, I think that's sad.
Anyway, in one of these high valleys, we came to a river that had burst its banks. You could just see the other shore if you looked really hard. Well, my teacher took one look, dropped his bag, pulled off his robes, and plunged in to swim across. And then he realized I wasn't following. I was just standing there with my backpack and my climbing arms and my ice pick and sleeping bag and food sack, the lot. Just leave it all, he said. Yeah, but what about the other side, I asked. And he just said, trust me. So I stripped to the buff and followed him. It was great. Like having a cold beer after a game of scratching.
What? Never mind.
Or like coming home after you've been away for months and months.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, the old rogue knew all the time. He lived just the other side, you see. We landed in his front garden. Louisa won't be a ghost forever, Sarah.
She moved at all?
No. He's a blind man and buffer now. All by himself in the moonlight. He's over his game.
No, I'm not so sure.
But he's been sitting in the rain with his face in his hands for hours. And bored out of my skull.
Well, your watch is almost over, so don't let up now. Give me a shout if he shows any signs of life.
I say, any chance of a bite? It's yonk since we had those signs.
Well, not long now. Umberto disappeared from the kitchen some time ago.
Well, folks, listen.
Hey, he moved his head.
Still, everyone. Are you sure?
There. He did it again. He's getting up.
I get a gun.
Wait.
He's coming this way. No. He stopped. He's looking up at us.
Well, well, well. He's completely unmarked. Not a trace of a wound. Yet he took the charge full in the face. But he's obviously not blind.
He's going home.
No, I don't think so. He's going round to the back.
I say. Are the other doors locked?
I checked them myself. On the other hand, they're made of wood. Come on. Uncle, bring your gun. You're right, Uncle.
Papa, silly old Papa. Okay, soon.
Where's Jeremy?
I'm here.
Oh, do try to keep up. There he is, on the cliff top. He must have climbed over the ruined part of the wall like you did.
What's he do? He do exercise?
Seems to be chanting something.
Look, There's a sort of glow sort of thing coming, like when the doctor showed us end space.
This is just what I was afraid of. The doctor warned me he might try it.
But what's he doing? I don't understand.
We've got to try and stop him, and we haven't got much time. Now, listen carefully. Apparently, midnight is 8 hour as far as Operation Max Vilmio is concerned.
It's nearly midnight.
Exactly. If he times it right, he'll be through into end space, and all hell will be let loose. And don't think I'm joking. Our only hope is to use the blunderbuss again as a delaying tactic. If I can get close enough to have a chance of at least blinding him once more, and perhaps doing him a real mischief.
It's on my God.
No, Uncle. I shall need you both to distract his attention from my approach. Now, listen carefully. So far, so good. Yes, there's Jeremy getting into position. 13 seconds to go. Only just in time. That crack of light is bigger even than when the doctor showed us. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, Mr. Vilmio, this way.
You don't give up easily. I'll give you that.
Oh, we seem to have arrived just in time.
No, Doctor. You are just too late. Why don't you pull the trigger, Mr. Lethbridge Stewart?
I'm no murderer.
Spoken like a true Brit. Farewell, Doctor. For a while, I thought I'd met an opponent worthy to challenge a king. Maximilian Vilmius, this is not the end. Farewell!